This is a Baby Brunch podcast.
I know that some people overseas have period parties. I think that's over the top. I would just die. Don't have a period party and a massive
cost. What? A period party?
Never go to...
So what's a period party?
You have
your period and then everyone gets together and they have a cake?
And everything looks like a period. It's like blood dripples of icing on the cake. And it's... I would
an
just die.
An ovary cake.
Exactly. And things like that. And like tampon earrings and whatever. So it's just too much. I can't deal.
Please don't.
This podcast is supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. The range of Epimax Baby and Junior Gentle All-Purpose Emollient Moisturizers is an all-day, everyday favorite for babies and children. Give your child a good start to every day by nourishing and protecting their skin with Epimax.
At Baby Brunch, we want everyone to have a safe space. We want you to feel like you can really share and you can cry. And like the Tweenology website says, here we can be shy, we can be scared, we can call it by its name and face it head on. And we can be brave and bold as we talk and walk into becoming the wonderful young women and men God has intended us to be. Today is a talk about our periods. Today is a talk about our bodies. Marlies Ballas, welcome to babybrunch.co.za, Baby Brunch, Parent and Baby Brunch, like we call it sometimes. Other than the fact that we're going to talk about this today, I'm just happy to see you because you are such a good person. Let's give her a round of applause.
Hey, thank you, Yella.
My team has left the building. I'm on my own.
My ears is too loud. Thank you so much for having me. It's just so lucky to see your face as well. And it's really an honor to be able to sit here as a mom and as a friend. And I'm just looking forward to the conversation.
I remember when you started Tweenology, tweenology.co.za, if you want to log on and have a look at this beautiful site that has been created for your tween that is heading into being a teenager. It's not just for ladies or girls. It's also for young men or boys. But I remember when you created it, and I remember how old your little girl was. She was into becoming, and you felt the need to create this. And we're going to profile your story on our Baby Brunch social media as well. But I want to get straight into the talk. When is the right time? Do we wait for the first pimple to arrive? When is the right time to have the talk around periods, hormones, the bra, body odor, sex?
And all that jazz. It is, you know what? It's such a personal thing, I think, for every parent, because we all differ in how we teach our kids and discipline our kids and when do we talk about stuff. And sometimes even as a mom and a dad, you know, if there is a mom and a dad in the family, you know, you might differ in when to say what. I know with my daughter, she was 9 years old when she got her first pimple, and I thought, well, here it starts, because a face cloth is not working anymore, so we'll have to go over to a face wash and a face cream. And that is actually where Tweenology was born. When it comes to the period talk, you know, if a tween is so privileged to have a mom or a female figure, that is something that you really have to go think about as an adult and go, gosh, when did I start my period and how did I feel about it? And I remember I just went with my experience that I had, and I was very young. I was 10 years old when I had my period, and I didn't know at all what it was. So I was just hoeing my panties in the washing basket, and I went to play, because that's what you do at 10. You go play outside with your friends, and you get dirty in the mud and you ride your bicycle. And so my mom called me at my friend's house, and she was distraught. She's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, tell you about what? She goes, I've got to go pick you up now, because my mom only started at 14, and she thought, you know, that conversation is going to come later. But I surprised her. So for me, it was important to prepare my daughter, because I didn't know when it was going to happen. And we don't know when it's going to happen with any of our kids. I've kind of seen a thing where if you are physically a little bit bigger or taller, you might start with your period sooner. Instead of if you are a fine little girl, sometimes that happens a bit later. But once again, you just don't know. So I think you as a parent have to think, when is the right time to introduce, to say, listen here, something's going to happen to your body. It's beautiful. God made you this way. It's something that you're going to have forever. We're going to celebrate it because it means that your body is working. And so, yeah, here we go. And then they're going to go, ew, ew, I don't want to listen to you anymore. That's gross. And then you just got to keep on talking.
You said a few things that I want to celebrate in this conversation, that one has to look at self and think how it made you feel, because that is one way of, I think in parenting, we do a lot of correcting, you know, where you go, okay, I remember how I felt. So this is why and how I want to correct it for my baby or my child or my teenager. I'm a stepmom. I always say it for those of you who are listening for the first time. And I remember my baby came to me to talk about it. And I always tell the story of how I was drinking a glass of wine, had no children at the time. And when she asked me how tampons work, I said to her, she needs to open it. And she opened it like a sweetie wrapper. And I popped it into the glass of wine. And as she saw it expand, woof, you know, she was like, what? That's what's going to happen in my body, you know. In hindsight, now she's 21. We laugh about it, you know. Now we can joke about it. And the fact that I was quite radical in my introduction into how to prepare her and how to prepare her with all these products and tampons and pads and all these things. But I have to bring this into it because you actually taught me something without knowing. So tweenology makes, I was going to say a period box. What would we call it?
Well, we call it the Oh Hello Flow box. It is a period box, but we call it Oh Hello Flow because you've got a flow. You've got a heavy flow or a... Oh, and you know, Auntie Flow, we all give it names, that time of the month or whatever. So we call it the Oh Hello Flow period box. Yeah.
So it was actually a really good conversation starter in my house. I and for those of you that have listened to Baby Brunch, you've also heard this story before. But because we have so many animals, my children are quite used to the engagement and the closeness of animals and how babies are born. And we've had many conversations around it. But when your box arrived in our house, and you can find it on tweenology.co.za, it was a great opportunity for them to touch and feel, because you open the box and there's practical examples of what we would need eventually in our school bag or, they didn't have to touch and feel it outside the house. It happened in the comfort of our homes. I mean, I use tampons. I don't have a pad around the house. So the box was a very nice example of what you might be using, you know, without having to make it awkward. So that is quite helpful to moms and dads who are listening. And perhaps you create your own box and with affirmations. I actually think that your box says that you can do that. But in it was fascinatingly, jy het 'n klein boekie binne in gehad. There was a little book inside it, a booklet, which I really enjoyed because it did explain a lot of the things like how to use your pad, where to position it. I remember there was a section on where to position the pad and how to use it inside the panty and all of that. So at what age do we say that, okay, you've now understood the period talk. This is how it went for mommy or daddy or for mommy and mommy or however your house is put together. When do we introduce the products to them? I mean, my story is quite radical, so I don't want to recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, you made a fantastic picture in my head. That's so funny. You are a very cool stepmom. For me, first of all, it's not just one conversation. It's a constant conversation. It's like, go pick up your shoes, go pick up your socks. It's a go clean your room. All of those things, it's the same thing when you want to say good things to your child. You're amazing, you're this, because they also forget. But the same comes with the period box and with the booklet. You have to remind them, and with each conversation you add something or they ask new questions. Now with Juliet, my daughter, when it's bath time, or when she was a bit younger and it's bath time, she will always call me, and then I know, okay, here comes a question. And then she would say, so mommy, like about this period thing, like how does it work? And then I'll talk, and when I've said too much, maybe for her, she'll go, okay, thank you, enough. And then the next night, it will, mama, kom gaga hierso, and then we'll talk about it again. And so she said, okay, so how does a pad work? So I said, you know what, let's take one out. And I took one out and I said, so this is what it is. And it's very cool. You just put it on the inside. So I'm explaining it to her, but I'm not showing her. And I explained it to her first. And I said, you know what, get out of the bath, dry quickly, and pull up your panties to your knees. I'm like, now we're going to see there's a strip. You take the strip off and you and you stick it inside. Isn't that cool? It's got a sticker. It can actually stick. And then guess what is this? And I show to the two sides. And she goes, no, I don't know what that is. I'm going, it's wings. So I made her excited for, you know, the pad that can stick with the wings and everything. And then I told her, when you're going to pull up your panty, it's going to feel like you've got a nappy on and you might walk like a cowboy. Well, she did walk like a cowboy and she thought it was funny. But now she physically knows how to put the pad in if it maybe happens at school. So, and she was 10 years old when I taught her that. And she hasn't started with her period in more than 2 years, and only about like 2 months ago, she started with her period and she was like, ugh, okay. I started, it's like nothing. So cool, got it now. What was the fuss about?
We're ready.
Yeah. And she's actually helped out some of her friends at school that was completely unprepared. And she's like, wait, I've got a little bag with things, you know, I can help you out.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of our daddies who are so amazing. You know, I'm going to say two things. This morning, I spoke a bit loudly on the radio and I said, we must stop positioning men as trash. That's the one thing I said, because I honor our fathers who are so supportive and who love and who are trying their best. And to those of you who are listening to this conversation, because you're in it on your own, I think people and advocates like Marlies and even her husband, Herman, and many other people, we're here to advocate for you to conquer and to do well with this conversation and pads and tampons and cups. I think that's a later conversation, right? We don't introduce them to cups and tampons just yet. How do you feel about that?
For me, it was quite important to put in the box of pads, because I think if you are a first-time period girl, you need to see what comes out of your body. You need to see what it looks like. And you need to get regular first before I think you start exploring with any other things. That's what I think. I think you need to see first what it looks like, what's going on, and yeah.
Do we see the period talk in isolation? I often ask our psychologists this when we talk about behavior or we talk about schoolwork or we talk about tantrums. It's never just the tantrum on its own. It's never just and immediately I'm thinking it can't just be the period on its own. You know, it surely has to be about our whole body, you know, or our mind as well. Or I don't know, knowing me in this situation and as a parent, it always becomes spiritual, you know. Often when I talk to the girls about a mommy and a daddy and you know, then I have to, in order to make it easier, I sometimes say to them, isn't it wonderful that God created us this way? You know, and then it makes it easier to explain the parts and how we function and how it works. But yeah, I'm talking too much. Over to you.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously, but now this is the whole phase of being in between, you know, because a lot of things happen in this phase. And it's usually, we say 8 to 12, but it really depends on who the kid is. Some people say 8, and I'm going, you'll be surprised. So I'm saying 8. But obviously the hot spot for this, for having your menstruation is usually between 10 and 13, I'd say. And it's where everything happens. Your whole body changes. Your hormones change. You get hair on funny places. You become very self-conscious with your friends and your peers. Everything, you know, you get boobs for the first time and you look at your friends differently and you become just self-conscious and even fear kicks in. All of those things play a big role with your body. And but I think I thought about it and it's actually amazing why, you know, a woman gets a period. And if we teach our girls how to really take care of their bodies, I think it's God's way of preparing us to also do those nappies one day. You have to do your own nappy first for a while, your period nappy. And then he prepares us to do, to take care of our babies and deal with those nappies. And I just want to touch on the one thing that you said just now about the dads, because the dads are so important. You know, our girls and our kids, boys and girls, their identity lies in their father a lot or in a father figure whether it's an uncle or a granddad or whatever. It's very important to have a male, a strong male figure in your children's lives that can really speak into their lives as well and do things with them and have conversations with them. And it's happened 3 or 4 times that I see somebody buy a period box online and it's a dad. I would just start crying because I'm going, yes, we are helping this dad stand in the gap, because how is he going to start this conversation? Because maybe his wife passed away or, you know, whatever it might be, and he needs to step up. And if there's not a female to help, you know, then what beautiful gift to give your daughter than to have this beautiful conversation about her and her body and what's going to come from it one day. And I just salute fathers who are just completely, umarm. They just wrap themselves around their children to make them amazing. And if I see a young girl, it's like 21 years old, and she's wearing lipstick and everything, she goes, I lost my mom when I was 4. And I'm like, what? And you are so girly and everything. It's like, yo, my dad just really, you know, he was there for me. And I think that's so beautiful. So I salute all the dads, and I just want to cheer them all on for just keep doing what they're doing and standing in that gap for their kids. It's really important.
Sure. Now, we have had a start to this. You know, how does one actually start the conversation? Is it a book? Is it the box? Do you take her out for coffee? You know, do you calm the nerves before you have the conversation with daughter, whether you are mom or dad, or you have been appointed as the aunt to have the conversation? What do we, if it was your how-to, which part do you start with first?
I think Google. I think for me, the most important part, and I say it with the most important part of this box, is the little booklet that we've got. It's a 16-page booklet, and it explains everything about a woman's body, everything about your body, what's going to happen, how to prepare for it. And if you are a parent that's, for example, getting this box because you want to start the conversation with your daughter, then it's important to open it up before the time and go through the book so that you also feel armed and empowered by any questions that might pop up. Because even if you think you are prepared, the kids always, they ask a question that you're going to go, just give mommy a moment. I'll be back right now. I'm just going to Google that quickly. So for us to be prepared is also important. And then people have just been doing the most amazing things with their kids. You know, they'll obviously sit down and maybe have a cup of tea and do it that way. And others will have their moments when, like my daughter, it was a constant thing. It wasn't just one conversation. And because, I mean, she was 10 when I started the conversation. She was only 12 and a half about when she got a period, and we still talk about it because there's still things that I'm like, are you doing this and are you doing that? And did you remember to pack that in? And I just think many parents have done an amazing job by making it a special moment, by saying, listen, or like when it happens, they'll celebrate it in a beautiful way. I know that some people overseas have period parties. I think that's over the top. I would just die. Don't have a period party and a massive
cost. What, a period party? What's a period party?
You have
your period and then everyone gets together.
It's literally,
and they have a cake.
And everything looks like a period. It's like blood drippelkies of icing on the cake. And it's, I would
an
just die.
An ovary cake.
Exactly. And things like that. And like tampon earrings and whatever. It's just too much. I can't deal.
Please don't.
The poor kid. I mean, as adults,
While you are talking about period parties, I have a friend who's a teacher, and they had to write exams with their, they could have been grade 9, or it could have been grade 11. And the topic was reproductive and the reproductive system. And in the exam, the question came up, what is a woman's period? And in the exam paper, one of the boys, he wrote, a woman's period is when her vagina falls out of her body every month. How important is this conversation to have with our young men? I mean, I love how you say knowledge is everything. So dads, it's time to, I do agree with you, actually, it's time to Google and read up in how you are going to empower yourself and pick up that armor. The other example is the period box, the flow box that we just spoke about at tweenology.co.za. And I do believe in asking some of the female support around you, even as a mom. I found that having the conversation and speaking to other females as to how they introduced it was quite useful. Others also told me that at age 9, their daughter is not ready for the conversation. And I respect that because it's definitely not my duty or Marlisa's as aunts to have that conversation with your daughter. Hence the fact that if you're listening to this podcast because you thought we are going to introduce this topic to your daughter, I want to say I'm very careful around other people introducing information to my children, and I wouldn't want to do it to yours. And that's why this podcast today is for you. And we're going to talk to you, mommy and daddy and aunt and uncle, as to how to go about to do it. But for our young men, how do we empower them? Is it a different conversation? Because they don't actually go through the physical motion. They're not the guest of honor at the period party.
Yeah, exactly. They're like actually not invited at all. But it's super important. Yeah. You know, I've only got one daughter. I don't have a son. So it's a, I'll just answer from what I think. I don't answer because I know, but I think it's so important, especially if there's a brother in the house or whatever. I mean, he's going to feel the mood swings and the whatever, but that shouldn't be the thing that gets stuck in his head, because we hear that a lot. Ooh, you're so moody. You must be on your period. You know, we don't want that kind of character in the house either. So I think it's very important, because I think the boys also change. The boys' hormones also change. And that, you know, and for them, it's a little bit later, that just behind the girls when it comes to those hormones kicking in and the growth spurts and all of that. Theirs is just not, they don't have a very obvious monthly thing that happens. But I think if the boys see it, and not the period, they don't want to see the period, but if they see, if they learn about it more, they will have, what's the word, dearness?
Determination. They'll have understanding.
Understanding, yeah. They will understand that it's not a nice experience, because once again, when you have your period, everybody's different. I had a lot of pain. I was nauseous as a teenager. It was just horrible for me. I even passed out once. My sister-in-law, on the other hand, doesn't even know that she's got a period, never moody, never this, you know, so that's amazing. We all have it differently. And with that being said, in the little booklet that we've got, we like, remember that you can get moody and you can't feel well. So just check yourself, keep yourself in check, that you don't take out your nonsensicals out on your friends or on your family. Like pull yourself towards yourself and just know what you are going through is normal. But just check your moods. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of homework and reading up that we need to do. So I have a son, and I remember when our daughter had her period, he was a little bit younger, and I thought it was a good opportunity to bring them both into the room after we obviously had more of a conversation with her. But I remember when it actually happened for her, it was an ideal opportunity for us to educate the boy as well. And how we tried to educate him was more from a place of support, that, you know, during this time, we are going to support your sister, and this is how, you know, so that he understands that it's not a time for mocking, and it's not a time for calling her out if you see something that's soiled or that looks different, or you see a little bit of red, or, you know, that it's a time that we're going to support and that we're going to help her. And, you know, in our also so in Makar, you know, in our household, we kiss and we sleep in the same bed, and you know, and still you'll find all four of the kids still sleeping in the same bed, even if the one is on her period and the other one is has a cold and the other one has, you know, it's almost like they share everything, and I guess it's not for everyone. but it can be if that's what you want. But if that's not what you want, it's also fine. For our dads and especially for some of our clients listening and some of our listeners listening who don't have access to your website, they don't have access to the finances at the moment, give us an idea of what is in the period box so that we can create one at home. I mean, if you want to put one together as a dad, what do we weapon ourselves with before you go to school in that period bag to make sure that we are supported and ready?
I'm just going to open up the box next to me that I can see, because I think there's about 14 different products in here.
Oh, gosh. Yours. Please don't go to school with 14 items.
No. For school, what you need is maybe just a little bag or a little purse that can have maybe two pads inside. We've put a little Ziploc bag for if it maybe happens at school and you need to change your underwear, that you can put the soiled underwear inside the little Ziploc-y. And then you've got a clean underwear there, and that's what we've got. But obviously, you can also add some wipes, sanitizer. I've heard, you know, different kind of people adding different things to what your needs are. And then you can have a bag for every bag. You can have a bag in your sports bag, in your school bag, so that you kind of don't forget to swap the bags and stuff like that. Another important thing for us, because this whole box is educational. So it will, if you've got pain, you know, take a nice warm bath or just keep your tummy warm with a hot water bottle. I've got a piece of boersiep inside the box because it's important for girls to realize and to know that it's your responsibility to wash out your own underwear. You are not going to leave it in a drum for somebody else to wash. This is yours to wash. And boersiep, as old as this recipe is just amazing. It takes out stains. I can't believe that we are still using other washing powder, because boersiep from the Karoo really works. It's amazing. And then another thing like chocolate.
So the equivalent of boersiep on this side is it's a green soap, but the boersiep is like a white soap that you can buy over the counter. You can actually buy it online. I saw it.
Yes.
You can actually buy it online.
And
as
there's
well.
Even like a so, powdered yeah, one available. Now, which is yeah. amazing. Yeah.
You're right. And a grated one. They also do a grated one. What else is in the Twinology box in order to prepare us?
So we've got a chocolate, but the chocolate that we've got is real 75% Belgian chocolate. So because, you know, chocolate is good for women's hormones, but it's not the ones that you buy at the counter on your way out at the shopping center. It's not the normal chocolate that you buy in a bar. It is the bitter kind. And that is really good for your hormones. So we've got little chocolate nibs that you can just pop into your mouth. If it's if you don't like the bitter taste, you can always mix it with a little bit of hot milk to make a hot chocolate, add some honey. We've got that inside. We've got, obviously, we've got a packet of pads. We've got a small book that says, I've got the feelings. Just an empty book, a notepad with a pen that you can just write down some of your, you can journal some feelings and stuff, because at this age, it's all happening. We've got some pimple patches. And sorry for the noise. Electrolytes is quite important as well. Because you are losing blood, you just want to put back into your body what you might be losing. So getting, I was in high school and I think you still get it, but you know that bottle of game. You can make like 3 liters
yes.
with like one
yeah.
spoon. You can make game. And that was yes. You can still find that. And
yeah.
So that was really, that just puts back into your body. It just hydrates you. And a little rice bag. We've got some elastics. I've got a little bath salt in there as well. I see that a lot of my daughters.
A bit of a spoil.
I mean, you can even add, depending on the age, but if they are heading towards being a teenager, like if they're 13 or 14, I see that they are starting to go, but I would love a candle. I want a candle. You know, so they are growing up very quickly. I'm like, my daughter hasn't asked me for a candle yet, so I'm glad about that. I still want her just to like all things soft and fluffy and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a spoil box, but it's an educational box, and it teaches them all about their bodies. And I remember being very embarrassed with my mother going to the shopping center, and there's this aisle with all of these pads. And she goes like, let's go choose none. I'm like, no. I'm so embarrassed. You go down. I'll go look for the peanut butter. Like, you just go down there. And then she'll say, which one? Which one? And I'll go, the pink one, the pink one. Shh, 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 the pink one, the pink one. Okay, I was so embarrassed. And
just don't talk.
It's terrible because it was something that, you know, they didn't talk about it. And in those days, actually, my mom and them called it, you are being sick. Yes, no, sick. We're not sick.
I remember that.
It's terrible.
You're right.
You're not sick.
So we should actually change the way we talk as well. You know, the rooi kapi, the rooi kariki. You're sick. We had names for it. So we just call it your period, right?
Yeah, your period, your menstruation, or that time of the month. Then, you know, it's that time of the month. And you go on, yeah. This little booklet also explains the seasons of your body. So because Juliet asked me a brilliant question. Even before she had a period, she said, Mom, can my body decide when I can have a baby, or can only I decide? And I'm going, oh, this is the menstrual cycle. You've just answered it. You're brilliant. You've just made up this brilliant question. So we've made the menstrual cycle so that you know, because we all know. I get premenstrual, then I get basically some zits and things. And then when it's the summer phase, oh, my skin is just glowing and I look beautiful and whatever. So, I think preparing.
So while you have the book there, can you go through the menstrual cycle for us? I wanna hear.
Yeah. Okay.
Start with the menstrual cycle.
This is it's like a bicycle wheel or a clock or a pizza. See, my goodness, I don't have my glasses here. Anyway, so the menstrual cycle, basically, you can see it as a clock. It looks like a clock. And then you divide it in the middle. And on the left-hand side, we have the luteal phase, and then the menstruation phase, and then there's the follicular phase and the ovulation phase. So let me quickly just turn the page. So usually, remember, we're all different. So, but usually day 1 to 5 is your winter phase, and that's when you've got your menstruations, when you've got your period. So the first day of your menstrual bleeding is called the first day of your cycle. On average, a period lasts for 5 days, but it can range between 3 to 8 days. The bleeding is usually heavier on the first day or two. So this period is where you will use more supplies such as pads. As the flow decreases, you will need less products and smaller pads tailor-made for lighter flow. And then you might feel low in energy, keener to take a nap than run. So just take it easy. And then spring is the follicular phase, so days 6 to 14. Do you want me to read it? Is that fine?
Yeah, I want to hear.
Okay. So once the bleeding has stopped, the uterine lining becomes thicker and enriched in blood and nutrients. This is when Juliet goes, ew. Isn't it amazing how God has made your body? Your body's beginning to work and preparing to one day be able to have babies, when these very same nutrients will help your baby grow. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. Then you get your ovulation, which is summer. Okay, so that's usually day 14 to 25. Around day 14, an egg is released from one of the ovaries and starts to travel down the fallopian tubes to the uterus. You are born with hundreds or thousands of eggs. Your body cannot make them. They are in there from birth. And each month, one or two eggs are released, and this starts the journey. During ovulation, you can become pregnant. Quite possibly feel at your best, on top of the world, mentally and physically. And then day 25 to 28 is your luteal phase, or autumn. If the egg was not fertilized, or if it did not connect to the uterine wall, your hormones will change and signal to the uterus to shed the lining that has been created. The egg will break down and it will be shed along the lining. That shedding is called your period. And the whole cycle starts again from day one. And then how you might feel, cue moody music for PMS or premenstrual syndrome. You might feel out of sorts, grumpy, and overly sensitive because your hormones are starting to get itself ready for the next winter phase. Be aware of your mood swings during this time so that you don't hurt anybody else's feelings. Autumn can be rough and tough. Just hang in there.
En daardie voorlesing was gedoen deur Marley.
Was my baie lekker, baie dankie.
You were brilliant. That was, you know what, I actually enjoy the facts of the book, and I encourage you to have a look at it. It's in the book, in the book of knowledge, in the flow pack. I wanted to ask you one more thing. Remember how your mom, I don't know if your mom did this, but did she tell you how to count when it's your next cycle, when your next period will start?
No. I've got a fantastic mother, but she was not very helpful with my period. She was just like, yes, a groot meisie. You know, big girl, here's the pads, there you go. So now and we didn't even Google in those days.
I want to quickly show you. So if you don't have all the smart apps and things that people download at the moment, I've got my phone with me. So my mom taught me, if say my period starts the 1st of June, then that is day one. So then you count 28 days. So my period is starting on the 1st of June. And that's day one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, until I get to number 28. And that's the day when my period will start again. So you wait until, so let's say today is day one. Oh, okay. I saw that there's red in my brooks and it's my period. 28 days from the first day of your period, you'll have your period again. A lot of the apps do it, but I thought I'd show you that because my mom taught me that there's a lot of really terrified, scared mommies and daddies out there. And some of us are quite excited about sharing this new journey and chapter with our little ones and our young daughters. What's some last words from the Tweenology desk from you, Ollies?
I think we are all in this together. We are all learning and we all have children that are the first. Even if you've got three daughters, you still have the first one that has to go through something, and you learn through that daughter so that you can be more smarter with the next one and the next one. But we're all learning together. And the wonderful thing about these days is that we are much more open about this than before. It's much easier to talk about it than it was before. We have, online to also help and guide us, and you can take everything with a pinch of salt, and you can use what you feel is correct for your daughter at that time. And we should not be pushed into something that we do not want to do. There's a lot of school conversations, and sometimes you have to start a certain conversation earlier than what you wanted to about whatever is going on in this world. But share as much as you want to and can, and as much as your daughter wants to hear. We're all in it together, and we're just learning together, and we're having fun. And how blessed are we that we have children and that we have daughters that have loving parents that listen to podcasts and want to better themselves to help their daughters and their sons just to become better teenagers and better adults and just better humans. I think that's just so beautiful. So thank you for also what you are doing, Ilona. It really means a lot to so many people right around the world. So we're all in it together, and people are welcome to always ask us questions and follow us everywhere. We are just normal people. But God bless everybody and their beautiful children.
Well, perhaps you are like Marlies and you want to start or create a business or a project or giving back to your community because of something that has happened in your own life. Read her story on her page. It's tweenology.co.za of how her daughter is the inspiration to her giving back to so many people, and for all of us to stay educated and also spoiled. And then have a look at Tweenology SA on Instagram, on Facebook, Tweenology SA, and on TikTok, Tweenology. Otherwise, go to the page that's called Miss, because they have an amazing business that sells bath oils and candles and kimonos. And I know her husband's sitting next to her right now, and he answers the emails.
He's very good at that.
When you go on to miss.co.za, miss.co.za, most amazing products. And they have a geranium room spray that I actually sprayed on my couches this morning because my bulldog farts really badly.
You can spray him as well. You can spray the dog. It's natural.
Oh, my word. It is natural. It really helps. Gosh. Marlies, thanks for your time. You're the best. Oh, this is before we go. I wanted to let you know I know this was all period talk. And you're going to visit tweenology.co.za. But if you want to listen to more on endometriosis, we've done a podcast on that. So just check out our website, babybrunch.co.za, and let's support and let's educate each other. Until next time, thanks so much.
This podcast was supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. Epimax Baby and Junior is dermatologist approved, free of artificial colorants and fragrances, and is safe to use from birth. Touch, nourish, love your child's skin with Epimax Baby and Junior. Available from leading pharmacies and retail stores.